Welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast with your host, pharmacist Michael, where you learn everything about happy, healthy living. Now, here's your host, pharmacist Michael.
Hello, everyone. My name's pharmacist Michael, and today I'm going to do an interview with a very special young lady who is a military wife with four kids. I hope you enjoy this interview. Those of you who know me know I'm a big supporter of the military. Just remember, it's not just the spouse that's in the military, but it's also the one that's left behind to take care of the kids who make sacrifices. So I hope you enjoy this. Here we go. Hello, everyone. This is Pharmacist Michael, and I have a very special guest today. This is Brittany, and she is actually a military mom. And I brought her on because I want her to tell her story about what it's like to be married to somebody in the military. Hi, Brittany. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So I have a few questions for you.
Yeah.
The first question is, where did you meet your husband? How long have you been married?
So I met my husband before he ever enlisted into the military. We used to work together. I basically was like the shift lead when he was starting new. So that's where I first met him 9 years ago. We have been together 9 years. We've been married for five, and he enlisted into the Army 5 years ago.
Was his enlistment, was that a dual choice? Did you talk about it? Is it something he always wanted to do?
So it kind of was our last resort. My husband growing up just didn't have good support from his parents, and he was going in and out of jobs, was just not showing up to work. So he was having hard times finding jobs and keeping jobs. So he was like, I think I'm going to join the military so it can teach me some structure and I'll have a stable job. We'll have a stable house and all of that. So he kind of just one day woke up and was like, I think I'm going to enlist. And I was a little hesitant at first. And after we had talked for a few weeks, I said, okay, I think we can do it. So here we are.
So when he joined the military, how many kids did you have at that time?
We had three children when he joined. We have four children now because he joined 5 years ago. So my oldest would have been six, and then my second would have been three. And then my third at the time, she was like one and a half. And then we just had our fourth 3 years ago. So,
okay. So what are the challenges for you?
The challenges. Oh, there's so many. Honestly, I don't even know where to start. A lot of it is the being gone. That's the hardest part for us and the children. He's actually about to get out of the military in July. Oh. The 5 years he's been in, he has gone on four deployments. Every 15 months, they leave for a deployment. So the away time has just been a challenge. A lot think that the Army or the military, is just butterflies and rainbows, and it's not. A lot. They're not family oriented, and they say, basically, you know, we don't care that you have a family. You know, you enlisted into the military and we expect you to be where we tell you to be when we tell you to be. So Wow. It's difficult. Wayness, I think, is the biggest challenge.
So when he goes on these deployments, you're talking about like other countries, right?
Yes, other countries. So his first deployment, he went to Afghanistan. He was there for 9 months. He came home, and then they have to give them at least a year to be home. So then 15 months later, he went to Europe for a rotation, and he was there for 9 months. And then he came home and he was home for another 15 months, and he went on another rotation to Europe. He actually just came home again in November. So,
okay. So, wow. What is the stress like when he's in Afghanistan and you're here in the U.S.? I mean, do you worry about him nonstop? Is there communication? I mean, can you talk to him?
So, of course, there was worry. And I guess my husband tried to explain it as best as he could to me without scaring me. I think there probably was some scary things for him. So my husband's job in the military is he is a helicopter mechanic. So he's not on the front line. He's not out, you know, shooting at people.
Right.
So there's that, but you're still in a foreign country where things were ugly once upon a time. He did very well at reassuring me that everything was okay, as far as I knew. But yes, I worried sick about him. I just worried that something would happen, or what was he capable of if something would have happened? Our communication is so much better than what it used to be back in the old days. They talk about how like families used to have to email or send letters and it would take weeks to get to them. But now they're able to take their phones and they use this, it's called Google Fi. I don't really know how to explain it, but it basically gives them signal in foreign countries. So
okay,
we're able to video chat. We're able to talk every day when he's not busy. Quality is not great. It's very grainy. The time difference is a little difficult because I believe when he was in Afghanistan and in Europe, they were 8 hours ahead of us. So like I would be asleep when he was awake and he would be asleep when I was awake. So,
right. And the kids.
Yeah. And the kids. So it was difficult. I think he had one day off during the weeks. And so we would try to get our communication in as we could, but it was very few and far between.
Wow. What is he planning on doing when he gets out?
So he is actually starting May 1st. I believe it's May 1st. Yes. He's going to start this course. It's called a CSP course. The military will pay for it. It's basically a training that he will go through at their expense. And he is going to do manufacturing. So we are from Iowa, where there is nothing but plants and manufacturing companies. So that is his plan to do that. So he starts that on May 1st, and then he'll complete that in July. And then our last day here is like the second week of July. So we're going to go back home to Iowa and start over brand new. It's very nerve-wracking for me because of what we kind of went through before we enlisted or whatever the case may be. So I'm a little afraid of what to expect or what's now, because the military life almost is all I know anymore. Him being away so much and having the stability as best as you can. The military still isn't very stable anyways, because they're bouncing you around from state to state, making the spouse go on deployments, coming back, going to the field. So we'll see how it goes. We're really excited to go back home and start over brand new. Both of our parents are there. That's where we both grew up at. And so we're excited to go home and start new and see where it takes us.
If you or someone you know suffers from anxiety, try the anxiety formula from Sunshine Nutraceuticals. This supplement is specifically designed to help reduce the symptoms of anxiety. It contains many vitamins, B1, B2, B5, B6, niacin, biotin, zinc, magnesium, potassium, as well as a proprietary blend, which has many herbs, including chamomile, lemon balm, skullcap, ashwagandha, bacopa, and many more. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. You will find many products, including the anxiety formula, in our store.
What impact do you think this has had on your children?
What impact? It's really hard to say. I think in the beginning it really impacted them because they were young. They had to now make new friends. They were moving 500 miles away from their grandparents and people that they truly loved. But I think the more that we've got into it, the more they've gotten used to it, and that it almost seems like it doesn't bother them anymore. They're now aware after 3 deployments in 6 years that this is just kind of what happens and this is just kind of the life. I don't really want to say there's a lot of impacts. They're very young, and I feel like they've adjusted really well with transitioning and making new friends and getting into school. Everything just kind of fell into place. And so I think the impact is going to come when we leave, actually. I think it's going to be exciting for them that we're going back home, but we've been in the same place for 5 years since he enlisted. So they've gone to the same school the entire time. They've had the same friends the entire time. They've lived in the same house the entire time. So I think it's yet to come.
Have you done any surprise, here's daddy things when he comes home for the kids?
Yes. Yes, I have. Actually, so his first deployment, we had t-shirts made. So I had three kids at the time. So it said, my oldest said, welcome. My middle said, home. My youngest said, dad. And then mine had lips. And then it had our last name on the back. So they were aware of that one. On his second deployment, it was a total surprise. They didn't know he was even coming home. We had played it off that we were going to go have a sleepover at our friend's house. And so we did. And they had came in early in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning. And so we walked in the house and my friend's husband happened to be coming home at the same time. And she was surprising her children as well. So it was very emotional, very surprising. This last deployment he went on, it was also a surprise. I tried as best as I could to make it not seem like something was happening, but it was very difficult for me to be like, we need to keep the house clean. Or let's try to keep this way or just whatever. And my oldest, he's 11. So he caught on very quickly. He didn't say anything to spoil it, but he did catch on. And I actually recorded them of their dad coming home. So my younger three now were very surprised. My oldest, he has absolutely no emotion. And he just said, I already knew he was coming home. So yes, we've done a couple surprises.
So in these 5 years, what would you say some of the most memorable times have been?
You know, it's hard to say because with him being gone so back and forth, it's been hard to make memories. And I don't know, I guess I want to say like him coming home was like a memory for us, or we've done little trips with our children that are memorable. We've done little things here and there that I feel like you can only do on a military base. So we live on Fort Campbell, Kentucky. We're pretty close to Nashville. So we've gone to Nashville a few times, which has been really fun. It can be kind of crazy down there. So I don't like to take a lot of my kids. A lot of it is college friends and they're partying and they're having a good time, but it is fun. And we've done some museums and we've done some few trips back to Iowa. And every year here, it's always a blast. It's called Spring into Summer. And it's like a fair, but then they have like a country singer come. So it always happens the second week of May. So the 5 years we've been here, we've gone every year except last year. Last year it was canceled because it was raining and storming really bad. So it had got canceled, but we've gone every year and it's actually coming up here in like 3 weeks. So we're going to go again. And my kids are thrilled because there's always tons of rides and fun things to do. And then there's a singer at the end and it's always somebody famous. This year it's Chris Jansen. I'm not sure if you know who that is, but here it's Chris Jansen.
Yeah, I know who he is.
It should be a good time.
Yeah. So I have a couple more questions. This one might be the most important. And part of the reason that I did this, I wanted to do this interview for two major reasons. One, I wanted to make people that weren't aware that we always say thank you for your service to whoever the military person is that's actually in.
Right.
But whether that's a male or a female, a lot of times there's a husband or a wife that ends up in the military too, right? I mean, your life has changed completely because you're married to somebody who is put in harm's way. They're gone a lot.
Yes.
Right. But it's also one of the most important things I believe that you can do, because without the military, we would have no country.
Oh, yes.
So that's the number one thing. But number two, and this is kind of an important question. I want you to think about this a little bit before you answer it.
Okay.
What advice would you have for women who have a loved one getting ready to go into the military? What would you tell them? What do you wish you knew before this whole thing started? And what advice can you give them to help them get through this?
You know, I don't know. That's difficult. And I feel like every person you talk to, I feel like the advice is different and nobody ever has the same answer. You know, I feel like I came really blind into it and didn't really know what to expect and kind of just had to learn along the way by peers and other people that were associated already, my neighbors or whomever. I don't really know how to answer this question.
So do the military wives support each other? Because you all live on the base, right? Or do you?
Yes. So you don't have to live on the military base. You can live off post if you so choose.
Right.
A lot of people do. Some people find it cheaper, especially if they don't have children or if they choose to. I don't know. We have four very young children and we live in a 5-bedroom house and we pay $1,400 a month just for this house. And it's no top notch house. It's just a cookie cut house. House that my neighbor has and her neighbor has and their neighbor has. And so, no, we don't all have to live on post. Are they all supportive? Yes and no. There's people that are in the military that never go through a deployment, that have their husbands leave for 10 days and they go to the field and they come home. So it's kind of a hit or a miss. A lot of it as well, the military housing, they base upon rank. My husband is an E4, so we live in E1 through E4 housing, but there's E5 through E7 housing, E9 through E12 housing, then it becomes warrant. So we're kind of all spread out all over the place. Some of the wives can be supportive and are very understanding about deployments and how things feel and how lonely you feel and how abandoned you feel. And some of them just have no clue how you even feel because they've never been through it. It's a hit or a miss. Some of the wives as well, I always tell people when they're new to the military life, choose your friends wisely in the military. A lot of them are very shady and will turn around and stab you right in your back in just a second, as well as I'm sure it is on the outside of the life. So it's difficult. It's difficult. And in the military, the affairs are insane. There's a lot of people that are through so many different things. And so not a single one of us have the same story or have the same advice or any of that. So it's tricky. And kind of like I said before, I think I just kind of had to learn along the ways. Like, this is kind of what I know. And I just go with what I know. And that's really it.
Are you looking forward to the end of this?
You know, I am. I'm a little scared, like I mentioned before, because I don't know what to expect. By the end of it, we'll be in here for 6 full years. And this is all I know anymore. I don't know what it's like to live at home anymore. And I haven't had to work. My husband has been financially supporting us since he's been in. So I haven't worked in 6 years. So not only do we have to transition out of the military, move back home, he's got to get a job, we've got to find a house, I now am going back to work. So it's going to be a lot of new things.
So how are you going to be able to work with 4 small kids? Isn't the daycare going to cost you more than it's worth to even work?
You know, yes and no. So my older 3 are in school full time.
Okay.
Full days. So I feel like I could swing that to have maybe just a part-time job or like a 9-to-2 or something. I feel like that would be manageable. My youngest, he's only 3, so he's not old enough to go to school yet, and he cannot go next year. He can't go in the fall because he doesn't turn 4 until October, and you have to turn 4 before September 1st before you can start preschool. So he will not be back to school yet. He will probably, I'm hoping and I'm crossing my fingers, that I can find some family or something that would be willing to help with keeping him and, of course, be paying him. As far as that, we haven't really hashed out all the details yet. I think once we get home and we get kind of settled in, we then have to figure out, am I going to go back to work, or are we stable enough that I don't have to go back to work? So we'll see how it plays.
What would you say the benefits of this have been? Besides, I mean, the obvious one is your husband's, I'm sure, learned new skills. He's probably learned how to be more responsible, I'm assuming, because that's what the military does, right? I mean,
yes,
they teach you responsibility. And if he can work on helicopters, I would think that could transition into all kinds of jobs. I mean, that, you know, that, cause there's not many people that know how to do stuff like that, right?
The benefits, just, I think it's taught us a lot of responsibility. I think it's taught us how to mature very quickly. I think it's going to give us a good idea when we go back home to not get back into the situations that we were once before. We haven't had to worry about insurance. Our insurance has been covered. Our housing costs have been covered. So when you're in active duty military, you get this thing called BAH. It stands for Base Allowance Housing. And they pay our rent. The only thing we are responsible for is what we are responsible for, as if like our phone bills, our car payments, our insurance, our internet, those things. So I think there is a lot of benefits from the military. Do I think that the cons outweigh the pros? Absolutely, 100%. And I think that was the biggest reason that we are getting out all of the time away. The pay in the military just isn't what everybody thinks it is. I mean, right. My husband made $31,000 a year. Somebody working at McDonald's right now probably makes more money than he does. And I have my own opinions on that, and I'll kind of keep my opinions to myself. But so there hasn't been a lot of benefits enough to be like, yeah, I think you should go full career. Absolutely not. And there are people that love this life, and they so choose this life for the rest of their life. And they stay in for 25 plus years. And if my husband chose that that's what he wanted to do, I absolutely would be standing behind him. And that's what we would do. And this is not the life for him. And he figured that out very quickly as the time went on of him being away and all of these things. So we've decided it's not for us. It's not for our family. It's hard on our kids when he's gone all the time. It's difficult for them to have any type of structure because I'm the only one structuring. And then dad comes home and dad wants to structure with me. And they're like, hang on, where have you been? You've been gone for 9 months. And so honestly, I think the biggest benefits, like I said, are it taught us a lot of responsibility. It helped us mature. It helped us really realize that you can't just call anybody whenever you can't afford diapers anymore. And having healthcare, that's been nice. Having to technically not pay our bill, have a house to live in for free and not have to worry about it. So
before he went in, you said you guys went through some pretty tough times.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think that made your relationship stronger?
Absolutely. So I can give you a little backstory of kind of when things started between my husband and I. My older two children are not my husband's biologically. I had them before we were even together. And when he came into our lives, their father was not around. So he has been raising my oldest since he was about 2 and my second since she was about 8 months old. And then we had later had our older two. I really believe that people have to go through a difficult time to realize what life is really about and kind of to pick your head up off the floor and figure it out. I mean, I wasn't fortunate enough to have parents that paid for my vehicles or any of that. I had to figure it out on my own. If I wanted my own cell phone, I had to pay for it. So
right,
it made us stronger. And I feel like that's the case with almost anybody. I feel like, you know, everybody hits bumps in the road and everybody has balls thrown at them, but it's just the matter of being dodged and getting over it. And they were difficult times. And it's kind of fun to look back at now and be like, wow, we really made it through those times that I would look back in 10 years and be like, I could never. So
one more question. I know you watch my TikTok lives. You watch me all the time. So you know what I'm all about.
Yes.
What coping skills do you use when your husband's not there and you get stressed out or anxious about him and you've got kids? It sounds, by the way, that your kids are very well behaved.
Thank you.
I can't even hear them. And if I had Joshua on here, you would know he was here the whole time.
I came upstairs a few minutes ago and said, shh, mom's on the phone, but I'm not okay, sure.
Because that's so, but what types of things do you do to help calm yourself down and ground yourself when bad things happen? Or I don't say bad, I say less than ideal things happen. When your husband's not there to help you, you're by yourself, and either the kids aren't behaving or they get sick or something goes wrong.
It's been really difficult. And I think I've figured it out again as the years have went on. Sure, during the first deployment, I was overly stressed. I didn't know how to handle anything. So at that point, I had went to my friends and my neighbors who had been through it and was like, I need help. I don't know how. Like, I don't know how to be okay. I don't know how to tell my children that they're okay or that we're okay. We're really not when we're really not okay.
Right.
So I think the coping skills have came along the way as well. You know, there's different things. During this last deployment, we went to this thing. It was every day on Tuesday. It was called Deployed Spouses Group. We met once a week on Tuesdays and all of the wives and husbands sat down and we just talked about what it's like, how to get through it. And then all of our children went into the daycare at this place where they were around other children that were going through the same things as them. Their dad was gone. Their mom was gone. They missed them. What do they do? How do they make it better? How do they pass the time? Times of stressors, you know, the best advice I could give is I just tried to stay busy. I just tried to keep my mind so busy that I didn't have time to think. At the end of the night, I was so exhausted. I hit the bed and I was out like a light. And so we just did it over and over and over again. I think it really helped that we were able to video chat with my husband and their dad, and we were able to express to him how we felt. And he of course felt the same way, and he hated that he had to be there or wished he could have been with us. But over the days, we just tried to stay as busy as we could. I just tried to reassure them that Dad would be home soon and we could get through it. And I felt like, you know, looking back, I feel like the things that we've had to go through, being a military spouse and my children being a military children, I feel like we can conquer the world. I feel like nobody can ever say anything to me ever again that can hurt me or my children as bad as what we've experienced.
And I really do think, you know, I've really enjoyed talking to you because, you know, it's different than, you know, just kind of chatting on the TikTok lives. But I really do believe you have a really good guy because, I mean, he fell in love with you and he was willing to take on very small children.
Yes.
And then he was willing to go into the military to take care of you and them.
Yes.
Which, you know, I find that very honorable.
Absolutely.
And you know, not only is he protecting all of us by being in the military, but he's also showing his love for you and your family.
Absolutely. I agree.
But by a huge sacrifice.
And looking back, I thank him every day for it. And I'm like, what did I do to deserve you or the things that I got or achieved in my life? And my parents say the same things. There's still times to this day where my parents just cry and they just say, thank you. Thank you. Like, you didn't have to do what you did. My husband, when him and I got together, he's 2 years younger than me. So I'm 30 right now. But when we got together, I was 21. And so he was only 19 years old. So he had walked life where I already had two children. I was working. I lived in my own house. I was paying my own bills. Walked into a house where I had two children that their dad was not around. And so it became a point where he was around for many years and was like, I'm their dad and that's all they know. And they do know who their biological dads are. But at the end of the day, you know, my husband, Lucas, is their father. And he will be until the day that they die. And after that, so
that's even more amazing that you would go from being 19 to instant dad.
Yes. What?
Basically overnight, right?
Looking back, my sister right now is 19 and I could never see my sister stepping into the position. Children, I don't know any 19-year-old in my life. Never have I met a 19-year-old in my life that said, I would drop everything that I'm doing tomorrow to raise two children and be married to somebody whose children aren't mine. There are people that do it, but
you know what though, Brittany, that says something about you.
Absolutely.
That he's willing to do that for you, right?
Absolutely.
So remember that when you, if you ever feel down or less than perfect, just remember that.
Right.
I mean, this guy was willing at 19 to give his whole life up to be with you.
Yep.
And your kids.
Yep. That's right. That's right. So there's been a lot of sacrifices and things along the way, but we've made it and we're breathing. We're all well, you know? So it's been difficult and there's been some bumps in the road, but you know, we've made it. And At this point, it's just something to look back, and it's just a lesson learned. You know, everybody goes through these things for a reason. And I really believe that it took my husband coming into the military to really realize that, you know, he is who he says he is, and he means what he means, you know? So there has been a lot of good things from it. My husband's came a long way in the 5 years. Sometimes I look at him and I'm like, who are you? This isn't even who you were 5 years ago. And I'm like, it's kind of mind boggling. So yeah, it's been fun.
And you guys have a very long life ahead of you.
Oh yeah.
You're still very young.
Just getting started. I'm 30 and he's 28 and our oldest is 11. I'm like, gosh, all of our kids are going to be out by the time we're in our 50s and we're going to be living our lives.
Yes.
Over.
Yes, I'm going to just that's do wonderful. Something.
Yes.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you very much. I think my audience will really enjoy this just because it's, this is a real story that happens to a lot of people. And unfortunately, you don't hear a lot about it, right? I mean, this isn't something that you see on the news, but this is real life in America. It's, you know, the people that are protecting our flag every day have families, a lot of them, and they have kids, and they have to live a lot of their lifetime away from the people they love so they can protect us. And, you know,
that's right.
That's a huge sacrifice. It really is.
Absolutely. And I give props to everybody out here that does it. You know, it's not for the weak-minded and it's not for the weak-hearted, and people that do it for a long time, I give props to them, because I'm like, I cannot. I'm definitely a family person. My husband's definitely a family person. I'm like, I can't stand when he's away. And I just, and like I said previously, there's people in the military that their husbands and wives never deploy. So there's always that case, but
But you know, and another thing that I like to think about is, no matter how bad your day is at work, when you get to go home to your family after that day, think about the people that don't, you know?
Absolutely.
Think about it. If your wife or husband was in Afghanistan for how long? Did you say 9 months? 9 months is a long time.
Yep. He leaves every 15 months for 9 months at a time.
It's crazy.
Yes. Yes. It's rough. It's rough. But it used to be way worse. Used to be way worse. You know, there used to be times where people's families didn't come home for 15, you know, it used to be way worse. I actually have a really good friend right now. Her husband is in Korea and he's going to be there for one full year. He's not on a deployment, but he's on like what they consider a rotation. So he's gone for one full year. And I say to her,
we can't forget about the ones that
I don't know how she does a year, and
you can't think about or forget about the ones that never come back either.
That's right. That's right. There's ones that absolutely
never come back. I mean, some people pay the ultimate sacrifice for us.
Yep.
So
that's right. That's right.
Thank you, Brittany. I really do appreciate you.
That my husband has made it home safely every time.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, I couldn't imagine. I could not.
And when does this whole thing end? Soon, right?
Yes. His last day in the military is July 16th. So we're almost there.
No more deployments?
No more deployments.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've only got
about three.
Couple more months. Yep. 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. It's
sneaking up.
Brittany, you made it. You made it.
Right? We're here. We're breathing.
You did it.
I did it. We did it.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been fun, and hopefully everybody enjoys it, and I'm here anytime.
Okay. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. Have a happy, healthy life.